96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Tamarack Health's Hayward Medical Center is getting national recognition for maternity care. U.S. News and World Report has named the hospital a 2026 high-performing hospital for maternity care, the highest rating a hospital can receive in the annual review. The recognition also comes as maternity care is becoming harder to find in rural Wisconsin. Between 2009 and 2018, 11 rural Wisconsin hospitals closed their labor and delivery units, primarily due to clinician shortages, according to a study from the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. Interim OB nurse manager Jamie Shogren says the recognition reflects the quality of care patients experience every day.
I mean, I've always thought we provide amazing care, but really the recognition is about having a really low cesarean rate. That's one of the biggest things they look for, high breastfeeding rates, and doing a lot of like low intervention birth and just overall quality care, good outcomes afterwards.
This is the second year the hospital has received the recognition. Shogren says being a smaller rural hospital allows staff to give patients more individual attention.
Our unit is really special. We have a lower census than some of the big hospitals, so we really can spend that one-on-one time with them.
She adds that some patients might have the same nurse throughout labor, delivery, and postpartum stay, and emphasizes patient choice.
If they want to be really hands-on, we're happy to do that. If they want us to stay out of the room as much as possible, we're happy to do that as well. We really just want to support them in their experience and make it what they want it to be.
She adds that the work became even more meaningful after having her first baby at Tamarack Health this year.
I have a whole different appreciation for the help that our nurses provide. It's the most vulnerable a woman will ever be, and helping them through that is really special.
In 2025, Tamarack Health celebrated delivering a record 200 babies. When the snow flies, money flies, as snowmobilers arrive. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot breaks it down.
The snow capital of Wisconsin in Iron County, the town of Hurley, is the snowiest place in the state and averages 200 inches of snowfall a season.
I think today's snow is minuscule even of what I had growing up.
A statement echoed up north as winters are warming rapidly. Zach, a local, says,
snow's been hit or miss. Accumulations that we think that we have nowadays are record-setting, are normal, and that's the sad thing about it all.
The unusual warm spells these days are changing conditions for cold weather sports and tourism.
It's boring. We're fighting for money.
Chelsea, a bartender at the Iron Horse, says she struggled to survive with slow business a couple years ago when the trails never opened from insufficient snow.
Compared to 2 years ago, I mean, we got snow this year, but we only got like 3 snowstorms.
Bob, a local beer distributor, confirmed sales starkly dropped that year and says things are just different these days.
Pay attention which way the wind is going.
As the lake effect snow machine roars now,
the snow hits, this place comes alive.
Cold snaps create a magical wall of snowfall as the cold air blows across the unfrozen waters of Lake Superior. It rises over the Porcupine Mountains, and it has laid down over 100 inches of snowfall so far this year.
Business is like a tenfold, 10 times of what we get with no snow, that's for sure.
Opening up the trails and ramping up relied on booming business for our Northwoods.
This is a room full of people that I don't know, except for like 3 people. We've got people from Alaska that come in, I mean from Iowa, from Chicago, from Montana, everywhere.
Even with the lack of snowstorms these days, just the cold, windy days, and warm waters create a winter wonderland they rely on. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Due to extreme cold weather conditions, the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation is postponing their Berkey Tour event to this Sunday. The Berkey Tour is a non-competitive cross-country ski event that will now take place at the Hub at Mount Telemark Village in Cable. And there will be a 5K loop groomed and marked going out to the Uller Cabin and back to the Hub for participants. The event starts at 11 a.m. and goes until 2 p.m. Participants will receive a Berkey mug and lunch will still be provided. You can register for the Berkey Tour on the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation website. Speaking of weather, all senior centers shelter locations in Sawyer County will be closed today due to the extreme cold. There will be no bus, social activities, or meal service for today. Along with the Senior Center, the Lacouture Tribal Offices, the LCO School, and the LCO Recycling Center will be closed today as well. The Hayward Community School District will also be closed today for a staff in-service day. Meat processors in the state have an opportunity to apply for grants now through February 23rd. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is inviting meat processors in the state to apply for the Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant Program. The goal of the program is to grow the meat industry and improve the long-term viability of the state's livestock sector. Projects must increase harvest capacity or production, with a goal of 20% increase. Funding can be used for operating expenses directly related to the grant project, including engineering, architectural design, construction, equipment, installation, and more. Processors must provide a match of 100% of the grant amount up to $50,000. You can find out more at datcp.wi.gov. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
It's the Bucks and the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks take on the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's lost four of their last five games, including Wednesday at home against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Bobby Portis on what he saw on the tape of that game.
I think just overall, you always want to just take care of the ball, especially against teams like that, scrappy teams that kind of feed off transition baskets and things. So kind of sad we didn't take care of the ball, get off to a good start early, and they kind of just, you know, pour it on to the rest of the game. Wish we would have, you know, took care of the ball better.
College hoops. Another win for Wisconsin. The Badgers beat Penn State 98-71 last night in Pennsylvania. Wisconsin has now won five in a row. They'll host the USC Trojans on Sunday. NFL. The Packers' search for a new defensive coordinator continues. Matt LaFleur interviewed former Packers defensive back Al Harris. Harris has been a secondary coach for the Chiefs, the Cowboys, and currently for the Chicago Bears. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is bitterly cold out there this morning, and it's not going to warm up much today. Mostly sunny with a high of 10 to 12 below zero this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to between 25 and 30 below for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 3 below. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.